This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 28th of October 2015 on Monocle 24. Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Ben Ryland. For this week's television review, Alice Vincent, arts and entertainment writer at The Telegraph here in London, joins me in the studio. We'll be talking a little bit about the long-awaited return of The Returned, the French thriller that's back for a second season, the sixth series of zombie saga The Walking Dead, and Lena Dunham's new HBO signing Max, which gives a feminist take on the so-called Mad Men era. That's all to come on the Monocle Arts Review. Stay tuned. Well, Alice, welcome to the show. First, let's have a bit of a chat about The Returned. The French drama premiered on Canal Plus at the end of 2012 and saw huge success internationally, but we've only just been presented with the second series. Alice, perhaps you could fill us in on where we left off at the end of series one and also why we've had to wait so long for it to come back.
I mean, I think we're all very glad for it to come back. And as you say, it's been a bit of a wait. I'm not entirely sure why I'm going to hold my hands up there. I can only imagine that it's just such a beautifully crafted programme and it clearly spends a lot of time and money getting those incredibly beautiful effects.
Yeah, I have to say that was actually one of the biggest things I noticed when watching the series, that it does, like, you hear that term cinematic television bandied
right.
around quite
yeah.
a bit, and some people will have a bit of a dig at that and say, well, what does that actually mean, you know? But this, I think, really exemplifies the definition of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, you've got these sort of, the setting of it is very unusual and very non-traditionally French. You've got this beautiful colour palette that's sort of washing all the way through it. But as you said, you know, the plot, where have we got to? I realise I'm rambling on in abstract terms. So the situation is that we are in this small sort of postmodern town in France. And in season one, people who were thought to have been dead appeared as if they were still alive. And at the same time, the water level in this reservoir was sinking, and it all seemed to be connected. So without giving too many spoilers for those who haven't seen season one, in short, there are people back in town, mysterious happenings going on, and it all centres around this little boy called Victor, who is possibly one of the most terrifying creations in contemporary TV.
Nothing more frightening than a scary child. So in the meantime, there was an American version of the show, but that failed to live up to the success of the French series, didn't it? What are your feelings on whether the Americans will jump on board with this one as well?
I don't know whether they will try, because as you say, it didn't live up to it, but I think maybe we're just putting our sort of French cinematic TV European heads on this. I mean, it's something I've definitely discussed with you guys before, is that the American desire to recreate European TV successes. The Returned is one of those funny European shows that was bought in by BBC Four initially, I think, and did fantastically well and got a cult status. I think maybe maybe America will give a second go to their second season. I don't really care, because as you say, the French one is just so much better.
Yes, yes. Although, I mean, sometimes you can find a remake that does actually do quite a bit.
Sure.
At least puts its own stamp on the material. Though, unfortunately, that tends to be the exception rather than the norm. Perhaps more broadly, Alice, what do you think about the state of French TV drama at the moment? We've recently had the crime drama Witnesses here on UK TV screens, at least. Would you say that perhaps French drama is the new Nordic noir?
Oh, everyone wants to say something's the new Nordic noir, don't they? I think it's in an interesting position. I think what's actually maybe more true than jumping to the next European nation saying, oh, they're creating this or they're creating this, is that I think in the UK, we're maybe considerably more open to it, thanks to the success of the likes of Nordic noir. There was a couple of years ago, Belgium TV was putting out some really interesting stuff. I'm not ruling out something from somewhere else or even some more Nordic noir in the future. But yeah, while it's coming and while people are happy to sit and watch subtitles, I think it's a really good thing.
Well, The Returned is already showing on Friday nights right here in the UK. Lucky you. Over in the US, you can catch it premiering this Saturday on Sundance TV. Well, let's move on now to AMC's zombie series, The Walking Dead. I think you may have heard of this one. It's just entered its sixth season. Fans, please be rest assured, this is a spoiler-free zone, we promise. Alice, how are we keeping a zombie drama interesting? I mean, I was having a bit of a chat to you before we started, before we went to air. I was a fan of The Walking Dead initially, and it ended up irritating me to the point where I had to just stop watching. It was becoming a little bit detrimental to my blood pressure.
Right.
What are your feelings? Is it still hitting the mark that it was initially when it started?
I think what's personally, I'm sort of in a similar camp that I think the earlier seasons were better. But I really, really respect The Walking Dead because it is a complete juggernaut. It's a comic book adaptation that has managed to, you know, last six seasons, 5 years on AMC, and it's won awards. And this season, again, you know, it's getting sort of high 80s, you know, with regards to Metacritic results. It's being greeted really positively. It's definitely going to be up there in the Emmys and the Golden Globe Award nominations.
Well, we've got a little bit of a clip of The Walking Dead. Let's have a listen.
This is what life looks like now.
I learned the voices.
We have to fight it. Because if we don't, we die.
They're coming.
He's faced it. We are going to trust him. All of us.
Alice, I haven't been watching for a little while, but as I mentioned, I have seen a few seasons. Have the zombies worked out how to swim yet?
I don't know. I still don't think so, no. No.
It always used to puzzle me. Why wouldn't you just go and live on a houseboat? But anyway, we shouldn't read too much logic into a zombie series. But there have been deaths of major cast members before, quite often. In fact, that habit isn't going to change. And judging from some of the press that I have been seeing recently, it's not changing at the moment either. Again, spoiler-free zone, don't worry. There is a risk here that we fall into that endless chase for that moment of suspense and surprise at the expense of actually telling a story. Would you agree?
Well, actually, it's interesting you mention that because the one thing that season six has brought in is kind of flashbacks to flesh out the backstory of some of the characters who are still alive. And more interestingly is that these backstories pad out the kind of the past even before the comic book series picks up. So this is sort of unfettered brand new material, which might be swinging the narrative back around again. It's interesting that you mentioned that kind of constant craving for suspense. It's something that's been happening in TV for a few years, you know, a combination of keeping up to the ad breaks and then keeping up with binge viewing is that, you know, showrunners are constantly wanting us on the edge of our seats. Whether that all leads to a general air of malaise or not is probably down to the individual viewer.
See, that's where I think series that native more towards the Netflix style of viewing can actually be a little bit more superior in their ability to tell a very long story in a way that is still episodic. So we recently saw the series Narcos where you could watch a very, very long story. You could watch it one episode at a time or you could sit there and watch the whole thing in one day. And it still felt like you were watching quite a nourishing chaptered story. Not so with The Walking Dead so much. As you say, you've really got to keep up with those commercial breaks and make sure no one's looking away from the screen for more than a few seconds. Looking at where this has actually come from, I mean, it's ripped right out of the pages of comic books. And as you mentioned to me a little bit earlier, that presumably this should be quite a cult series, but it's not. It's hit a mainstream market. What do you think is going on here?
I just think people really like zombies. I'm not even sure there's anything that complicated about it. I mean, I think it is definitely one that bucks the trend, but in recent years we've seen comic book series take off phenomenally, certainly in the film arena, to a lesser extent in TV. I think maybe people are more prepared to embrace their geek side. I think it's gory, it's bloodthirsty, and the thing is, I don't think people realise quite how enormous it is. I mean, this show dwarfs Game of Thrones. It is massive.
That's such an interesting point there. It dwarfs Game of Thrones because if you ask most people, I think, out on the street, they would tell you, well, Game of Thrones is obviously the biggest series on TV at the moment.
But no, I mean, in America, it has more 18 to 49 year olds watching it than any other TV show.
That is absolutely incredible. Well, The Walking Dead is currently three episodes into the new series and it's playing on AMC over in the US and Fox TV right here in the UK. Now, Alice, we've got finally to talk about this news that we've heard coming out of the US that Lena Dunham has secured a new TV series with HBO. She's going to be at the helm of a new series called Max, which will give a feminist view of the 1960s, or as some TV writers have perhaps infuriatingly come to know it, the Mad Men era. What else do we know about the show so far?
You've summed it up fairly nicely. It's set in 1963. Call it Mad Men era if you wish. I, you know, as you say, choose not to. It follows the trials and tribulations of a young, earnest, aspiring magazine journalist as she sort of works her way up through the presumably fairly patriarchal magazine industry and stumbles across the civil rights movement in her wake. It's all about second era feminism. To me, it kind of sounds like a riff on Sylvia Plath's The Bell Jar. It's pretty much the situation that was written in. And it's meant to be full of laughs, so we'll see.
So that's interesting because we've obviously become quite familiar with Lena Dunham through her series Girls on HBO, which sort of gives this bohemian view of New York City, these kind of misfit friends. None of them seem to have too much in common. They sort of seem to have fallen together. It is a very specific view of New York. It sort of feels like an indie movie, a bit right. of a much, much more distant chapter into the Sex and the City world that really set up that view of New York. But Lena Dunham's sense of humour in that is quite, I mean, how could you describe it? I suppose you could say it is quite nasty. It is straight to the point, isn't it? Do you think that she'll be able to bring that sort of feeling to her take on the feminist era, which, to be fair, she was not actually around to view
right.
firsthand?
Yeah, there's a, you know, two-pronged question there, which is quite interesting. Yeah, as you say, Girls has a dark sense of humour. It didn't always have a dark sense of humour. I think, ultimately, the fact that it got so dark is what actually turned quite a few viewers off. It was far more light-hearted and fresh and surprising, certainly, in the first season of Girls. And I hope that it's that kind of humour that's channeled into Max. As for the second wave feminism, I think Dunham is certainly the type of woman who will educate herself thoroughly in that. I mean, I don't know how much you know about her upbringing, but she was brought up in a really feminist environment, albeit 20 years later than when this is set. And my fears for this treading over Mad Men era stuff, I'm not sure whether we necessarily need another mid-century based TV show, but I hope she can do it well, and I really hope that it has a bit of acerbicness to it and it has a bit of darkness and it's not just the sort of new girl in microskirts.
Well, she also recently launched that feminist newsletter, Lenny,
right.
Which featured the essay by Jennifer Lawrence. So she is obviously someone who is very politically active, very politically knowledgeable. But is there a danger there that when you become too political in telling a story that is essentially meant to be fiction, it's meant to be something that enlightens people and draws people in and makes you feel for the characters, do you think there is a danger there that you can actually turn people away by making it somehow feel like one of those instructional videos you watched during high
right.
school?
I think the problem with this is that when Girls came out, it surprised people. People were like, this is funny, I'm laughing, and it makes me feel good to be a woman, or it gives me another side to seeing what being a young woman is about. And now it feels like Lena Dunham has been pigeonholed by HBO. Ah, yes, feminism, that's a hot topic. You, go and make a feminist comedy about this. And I just think she's smarter than that. I think it's probably a weird commission on the part of HBO. I'm not entirely convinced it'll work, which I think is a shame because we definitely need more female-focused TV.
Well, we'll certainly have to wait and see. That is, of course, Max, the upcoming series from Lena Dunham, which has not actually been shot yet, so we don't know when it's going to premiere just yet, but we'll be keeping track of it. And that just about brings us to the end of today's show. My thanks to Alice Vincent for joining us here in the studio. You have, of course, been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Ben Rylan. My producer today was Holly Fisher, and researcher was Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for this week's book review, but for now, thanks very much for tuning in. Goodbye.